This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. St. Louis has produced its share of stars, athletes, musicians, broadcasters. Well, it can add another St. Louisan to its list of trivia masters, a Nearings Hall High School math teacher who recently stepped into America's living rooms by way of a popular long-running game show.
This is Jeopardy! Introducing today's contestants. A math teacher from St. Louis, Missouri, Stephanie Perkins.
And that very Stephanie Perkins is sitting in front of me as our guest today. Stephanie, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So St. Louis has a special relationship with trivia, and we've talked in the past about the popularity of fundraisers, for instance, that are built around trivia, and about all the bars and other spots around town that hold regular trivia nights. And I understand you're a Rosati Kane Academy alum.
Correct.
And that you participated in Quiz Bowl all through high school.
Yes, I did.
But what was the starting point of trivia for you?
I think it probably started when I was really little, and I started reading when I was four, and I just wanted to read everything and then know everything. And it's probably a little oldest daughter syndrome as well.
Okay. So, did you have a hard time then finding people to do this trivia with, especially as the eldest child?
I didn't once I got into high school.
Okay.
So, you know, we tried the brain quest things and all that through elementary school, and people did not want to play with me. But then I kind of found my place at high school.
Was it because you're too good?
Maybe.
Okay. And Quiz Bowl, this is not something that exists everywhere. What did that involve?
So it's actually very similar to the team I still coach today. We have teams of four that compete for each high school. And kind of similar to Jeopardy, the questions vary. So some are very academic and who wrote this, and some are completely pop culture and what TV show and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So I understand you've also watched Jeopardy since you were a kid, right?
Yes.
It was like an after-school activity?
It was. We got out of school at 3:15, and I lived very close. And so we were home by the time it started at 3:30. And that was what I did before I started my homework.
Mm-hmm. So has being on the show been a goal for you from childhood or youth?
I think so, or at least a dream, something that I always thought would be interesting and I wanted to do, and I could be that person.
Mm-hmm. What catalyzed you to start the process of applying to be on the show?
I think just that it was there, and I figure, why not? You know, I'm trying to be a good role model to my students and say, you know, it scares me, but I'm going to try it and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So take us to the moment when you found out that you'd actually made it onto the show. You know, where were you? And, you know, who was the first person you told?
I was actually on the school's senior retreat. So we were out in High Hill, Missouri, when I got the final text that said, you're accepted, your filming dates are. And I just did not really believe it. I made one of my friends, and who's also my roommate there, read the text also. I'm reading this correctly, aren't I?
So, Stephanie, you had quite a successful run during your first episode on the show. You picked up 22 correct responses and then took a down-to-the-wire victory, unseating the defending champion, Kate Brody. And getting to that point included this moment.
Century 21 for 1,000.
Answer. A daily double for you, Stephanie. You currently have a $2,000 lead. What's the wager in Century 21 listings?
2,000.
All right, going for 4,800. Here's your clue. Folks paved paradise and put up a parking lot over his bones, but he was reburied in 2015. His coffin bore his name and 1452 to 1485.
Who is Richard III?
Recently rediscovered body of Richard III, yes.
Now, in watching that episode, I noticed you were thinking as you were, you know, listening to the clue being read. How fast was your heart beating, though, when you realized that you knew the answer?
At that point, I was just very locked in, and I, you know, it came to mind very quickly, and then I was mostly just checking. That's right. The date is right. That matches up. So I felt pretty good about it the whole time, mm-hmm. at least for that one.
Yeah. Now, the process of applying and then getting on the show, I mean, that takes some months. Once you did learn that you were going to be on, how did you prepare to be on Jeopardy?
I did the classic, everyone knows Jeopardy loves opera and rivers, like water systems. So I was mostly studying those world capitals, going through past games. There's an archive on the line. You can read every question that's ever been asked. So I would try to do a scattershot focus of things I knew might be a weakness for me.
Mm-hmm. Were you having dreams about being on the show?
Not going up. I was much more after the fact.
Oh, okay. Like that Daily Double moment?
Yes.
And I hope you got it right, even in your dreams.
I did.
Yeah. How long did you prepare for? So from the time of application to actually getting onto the Alex Trebek stage, the Sony Studios, how many weeks or months was that?
So the most recent application cycle, I started taking a test in October, had a repeat in November. My audition was December, and then I found out I would be going the first week of February. Mm-hmm. So then at that point, I had about 6 weeks.
The audition?
Yes.
Yeah, what was that?
The audition it's on Zoom. So that is something that started pandemic and actually has made it a lot more accessible for people. You get on Zoom, they put you in a group of three, and you start playing Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. And the person who played Jeopardy is Stephanie Perkins. She's a high school math teacher at Nerinx Hall High School. She's a St. Louis native and a Rosati Kane alum. And she participated in two episodes of the show. How much money did you end up coming away with?
The total winnings is just under $20,000.
Okay. Did you have specific plans for those winnings?
I'm still playing with different ideas. The practical side of me says invest it. Retirement is important. Mm-hmm. The less practical side of me says epic vacation, new car. What can we play with?
Yeah. Your students, how many of them, you know, do you have? And what were their reactions to your getting on the show?
I have about 100 that I was teaching this year and through my various classes. They didn't believe it. They thought it was a joke. When I took off to go to California, I just told them I had an appointment I couldn't move, which somehow became the whole school thought I went to Disneyland for spring break and just took a few extra days.
Okay.
But that I waited to tell them until we had an assembly with our faculty show, which is sort of a parody, goofy thing anyway, mm-hmm. To the point where several still thought it was made up.
So then when they actually got to see the episodes, I mean, were there like groups of students at school who watched together? How did it work?
There were. It was also prom night. So apparently it was on at a couple prom prep parties after parties, which I think is probably a story of most people don't have.
Yeah.
We watched it at school in the theater. We put it up on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to be on that stage and then to watch it afterward?
It is surreal. The stage is, there's not a lot of TV trickery. So what you see on the show is what is actually happening. So it's like you just stepped onto the stage and then coming back and watching it, it just felt, oh, I do remember that. And I remember the step and I remember, you know, don't fall off the pack.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that surprised you about the experience itself? Something that you weren't expecting?
Mostly that I thought the green room would be nicer.
Oh, well, you've been in our green room. I won't ask for a comparison now, but just for people to know.
The lighting is way better here.
Okay. Well, we have nice big windows. So it has now been a while since you've been back. And you mentioned your students when you talked about actually taking that step forward to put yourself, you know, to throw your hat in the ring to be on the show. How has that sort of worked together now? Has what you have prepared for and what you've done made its way into the classroom in some way?
A little bit. I feel like I'm building more connections with the larger school community. Yes, we are all playing Jeopardy. It's exam season, and that's our review. And it is not my fault, everybody. But mm-hmm. It's part of the culture now, and I'm really excited to share it.
Mm-hmm. Trivia Bowl that you are now involved with,
yes,
at the school. Is there something that you are now bringing to that as a coach now that you've been a contestant on a nationally broadcast program?
The intimidation factor?
Oh, no, not really.
We haven't really had a season since. But it is nice to know how questions are structured and ways I can point out word clues and things to point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you could coach somebody now to be a contestant on the show?
No. I just feel like my experience is a lot of based on my own personal background, and I'd be really nervous to try and force that on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you're taking away from the experience that is, one of those moments that you play over in your mind that just brings you a bit of joy, a bit of light?
At the end of my first game, it wasn't a runaway, so it ended, and we were going to the last commercial break and going into Final Jeopardy, and I knew I had won. And it was really just surreal, and me staring that, oh my, I just won on Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is happening. This isn't a dream anymore. I just won on Jeopardy.
Were you allowed to tell anybody about that?
I was allowed to tell my immediate family. My brother and his fiance were in the audience, so they knew, but I didn't tell anybody else. So even once I started telling people I had gone on, I would not tell them what had happened.
Mm-hmm. And is there a community of, Jeopardy alum who stay in touch with each other, and are you part of that?
We do. We've got our Facebook group. We have an email chain of everyone was there that on specific tape days that we keep in contact with. So it's kind of like a camp reunion type thing. It's who checking in.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you tell your students who have, similar dreams or, these big goals that may seem sort of pie in the sky?
You just need to go for it. If it's not going to hurt you to try, why not try?
Mm-hmm. And the last bit, do you have any swag? Is there something that you get from Jeopardy to prove to people that you've been on the show?
You do. You get a tote bag and you get the hat. So mm-hmm. I've got my baseball cap. And I'm not a hat person, but I will wear that one.
Okay. I wish you'd worn it today.
I should have.
Well, next time we see you, perhaps. Stephanie Perkins is a native St. Louisan, a Nearing Hall High School math teacher, and a recent contestant on Jeopardy. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Lila Halil-Bashich.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Doerr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.